Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know I've been through it. I've had problems at work, problems in relationships, even problems as a parent. Sometimes you don't know where to turn to or who to talk to, particularly when you don't want to talk to someone who knows you, who might have a bias or might hold what you're going to say against you. You want to talk to someone who's experienced and licensed and at the same time distant and removed from you. BetterHelp is here to help. They'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. This is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. I know many of our listeners are listening to us from other countries, whether it's Canada, Australia, somewhere in Europe, somewhere in Asia, or somewhere in Africa. Look, you guys can access this as well. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available for those who need it. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website. Read the testimonials. They're posted daily. For instance, this one from user NU after counseling with Denise Wall Marlin for 2 years on issues concerning depression, stress, anxiety, and self-esteem. Quote, I have found Denise to be an excellent counselor. She has broad experience in all techniques to get rid of anxiety and ruminating thoughts and always puts things in perspective for me. I recommend her 100%. Hell, I hear that one. I want to sign up with Denise because I know ruminating thoughts and anxiety is something I deal with all the time. So here's what you can do, and I'll do it too. Visit betterhelp.com/BOM. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. It's a special offer going right now for our listeners here on BOM. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/BOM. That's betterhelp.com/BOM.
Welcome back to another episode of Growing Up the Same. I'm your host, Trevon Edwards, joined always by my co-host, Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison. What's going on?
What up, bro? I like how you put the Jay Skills first.
Hey, man, that's what the streets know you by, man.
Jay Skills.
And today we're joined by a special guest, Reese LaFleur. What's going on?
Man, you know, cooling, chilling, doing my thing at home in the good old Atlanta right now.
Hell yeah.
Busting some little moves and shit for today.
Reese LaFleur is a Grammy-nominated, platinum-selling rapper from Atlanta, also a fashion designer. His clothing line, Diva, just released this year. Reese, this is the one or the two. You ready, bro?
It says the one and the two?
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
Virgil or Nigo?
Nigo all the way.
Gucci Mane or Young Thug?
Hey, bro, that fucked up. But Gucci Mane put Thug on.
Right.
That's a fucked up question, bro. I don't
Hey, Thug won't be mad at that. He'll understand.
It's no, funny he because, ain't gonna be mad at all.
It's funny because you asked you told me not to ask you to fuck up shit, and I knew I was gonna jam you up.
It's goo-wop all day. See, my name is Reese LaFleur. He gave me the passage to use LaFleur in my name. That's my dog. That's my OG. But yeah, we're gonna go goo-wop.
Getting paid to write songs or making your own music?
I like making my own music, but ain't nothing wrong with getting paid to write them songs either. You feel me? Songwriters just always get stuck more behind the scenes. So I ain't like a behind. I never wanted to be like the behind the tree nigga. Like, give me all mine. So right. I make my own songs.
Vodka or tequila?
Tequila. Casamigos, me, sir.
Glock or FN?
Man, Glock. We're going Glock.
Y'all that can't see, Reese just pulled out a Glock on a podcast. That might be the first time.
Hey, man, I'm in Georgia. My shit in my name, I'm legal.
Trap music or drill music?
Trap music.
Pharrell or Kanye?
I'm gonna go P though.
Yeah. Skateboarding or rapping?
Skateboarding. It's my first love.
Kendrick or Drake?
See, that's a tricky-ass question right there. But I'm going to go Drake because I don't want to hear, I got a bone to pick in the club. I ain't trying to hear that, bro. We going Drake.
Weezy out of here or Metro?
Man. I'm going Metro.
Just Blaze or the Heatmakers?
Heatmakers.
Jordan 1s or Jordan
4s? You're asking me some fucked up questions, bro.
I know.
That's some fucked up questions, Jason. Damn, Just Blaze. You know what? No, I'm going to go Just Blaze, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Just Blaze loves the Transformers just as much as I do.
Yes.
So I'm going Just Blaze.
Good answer. Jordan 1s or Jordan 4s?
Who?
Jordan 1 or the Jordan 4?
We're going ones.
Basketball or football?
Basketball.
Being rich and hated or being broke and loved?
I'll be broke and loved.
Text, call, or FaceTime?
FaceTime me, baby.
Clubhouse or TikTok?
Clubhouse all day.
T-shirt or hoodie?
Damn. T-shirt for sure.
Stevie Williams or Kareem Campbell?
See, that's a fucked up question. That's one of them fucked up ass questions right there. That's one of them fucked up questions. I'm going to go Stevie because Kareem Campbell was the OG to Stevie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Stevie is my OG.
Yep.
I give it to both of them, but I'm going to go Stevie because I took more from Stevie than Kareem Campbell.
For sure. Shout out to Stevie. Dom Kennedy or Currency?
Dom.
DJ Drama or DJ Screw?
I ain't never met DJ Screw, RIP, so I'm going to go DJ Drama.
Would you rather catch COVID or catch a case?
I ain't catching neither because I'm a slick nigga. Got none of them.
Michael Jackson or Prince?
I'm going to go Prince because in that situation, Prince is the underdog. And I'm the underdog, so I'm going with the underdog.
And you kind of, you know, reimagine Prince on your cover.
Yeah, that's my twin. That's my twin. Me and him are twins. I'm his twin.
Raf Simons or Rick Owens?
It depends on the occasion. You know what I'm saying? With me, when you gotta, it depends. If I feel like being on some, you know, some dark shit, I'm gonna go Rick. I own more Rick than Raf, so I'm gonna go Rick.
Okay. Chanel or YSL?
Shanae-nae. You want Shanae-nae.
Gucci or Prada?
Prada.
2000s or the 2010s?
2000s. 2000, 2010s is low-key like the same, though.
Low, but, I mean, you was really rapping in the 2010s.
Yeah, that's when I started, but shit, life.
Life was more popping in the 2000s.
The 2000s, like really the 2000s until the early 2010s. Like yeah. when it got around like 2015, that's when shit started to get ass.
It got janky after that.
Yeah, it got janky after 2015. when it got burnt.
Mexican food or Italian food?
Italian.
New York or Miami?
New York.
London or Paris?
London.
Free clothes for life or free food for life?
I'm going to go free clothes because I can always go eat somewhere.
Would you rather control the future or change the past?
If you change the past, that low-key dictates the future, so we're going to go past.
Smart. The Matrix or Avatar?
Matrix because they had sticks in both of them, but niggas is really getting popped in the Matrix, so I'm going to go with that one.
Wolf of Wall Street or Scarface?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Donald Glover or Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
L.A. or Tokyo?
Fucked up question. In this current climate we in right now, I'm going to go Tokyo because L.A. Wow. ain't LA ain't LA like it is. Y'all niggas are still closed there. I can't live my regular life like I live in LA. You know how I live, Jason. You know, right. You know what type of shit I do, bro. You know I like to be out. Yeah,
be out.
TMZ yeah, popping out on niggas. We out. We doing all that. I can't even do that there.
Juice WRLD or Mac Miller?
Mac Miller.
Reese vs. the World 1 or 2?
2.
Nas or J. Cole?
I don't really listen to neither one of them niggas for real, so. But I'm going to go Nas because that it ain't hard to tell. Come on now. You can't beat that.
Right. Atlanta rap right now or 10 years ago?
Right now.
The Hundreds or Diamond?
But then, fuck. That's a trick question too, though, bro. Like, back then, that shit was going too, though, because we were tripping back then. But Atlanta rap, just Atlanta all through. Man, we got that.
Yeah.
Hundreds or Diamond?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all remember when them niggas was beefing?
Yeah.
Remember niggas had beef? Niggas, yeah, TK was burning hundred shirts and shit on the Diamond website. We going Diamond Supply, good shit. Man, I skated for Diamond, man. Shout out Nick. I'm Diamond all day.
Right.
I love Bobby and Ben, though. They're my dogs.
Yeah, we have Bobby on the podcast. That's why.
Yeah, Bobby and Ben, my niggas. I love y'all, so if y'all see this, you know.
Our Future or Wu-Tang Clan?
That's like weird because the Our Future niggas, like we all got grew up around each other. So that's right. Like, I ain't grow up with Method Man now.
Right.
Fuck. I'm going to go Wu-Tang though.
Yeah. The Block, Fairfax, or Phipps?
Fairfax, bro. You know what time it is.
Hotel or Airbnb?
Hotel. Because I like to have fresh sheets and shit. Every, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't got time. Airbnb, they ain't changing that. You got to do that yourself.
Right. Resellers or bots?
I fuck with the resellers over them bots.
Yeah. Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society?
Menace to Society.
21 Savage or Lil Baby?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Cause they both the homies. They both my dogs. Fuck. But I got more of a relationship with 21 Savage, so I'm gonna go 21 Savage.
All right. And the last one, this is a tough one.
All right.
Diva or Carrots?
Man, fuck Anwar, nigga. It's Diva. Man, Anwar, my best friend. That nigga know what time it is. Oh, he know it's nigga. It's me over everything. Yeah. But shit, I learned a lot of that shit. What I do, I learned that from Anwar. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. But that was the one of the two, man.
Yeah. I like that. You asked me some hard ass questions.
Yeah, he brought it. He brought it on those.
Some of them was like very like, damn, like that's fucked up, bro. Like,
yeah.
You can't pit that against one another.
I know. That's what makes the segment so entertaining.
I like that.
He made you think and brought some emotion out of it. All right, we're gonna do a blast from the past. Tell us about Young Reese's relationship with Transformers. First of all, before you even get started with Transformers, were you more connected to the toys, the TV show, which is the cartoon, or the movie?
All of them. My original love that made me fall in love with them was the cartoon, because it was the cartoon and I had the toys at the same time. So my mom would buy me all the Transformer toys. Like, I'd be going to like the little Transformer Comic Cons and shit. Like, that's like one thing that people don't know about me. Like, that's like my nerd fact right there. Like, I go whenever I'm anywhere, like Tokyo, anything. I go to toy stores that sell all the Transformer shit. I go buy all of it. When they have like the Transformer toy conventions, I be going. Bruh, I have 3 Transformer tattoos. Like, shit is for real.
When you think of characters, who's your favorite? Megatron, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Jazz, Thrust, Ratchet. I mean, I can go down the line. Who's your favorite?
Hot Rod from Transformers, the original Transformers movie.
Yep.
That yep. turned into Rodimus Prime. Hot Rod is my favorite. That when he came out, when he was in the original cartoon movie, like you had never seen a Transformer like that. Red flames, like.
You got the touch. You got the power. rise while in his prime. Optimus. Yeah! No. This is the end of the road, Galvatron.
Nothing like that, and he was cool. So that will always be he's my favorite Transformer. Even though people hated him, so some people was like, I didn't like Rodimus Prime and all that. Like, I ain't really care too much when he turned into Rodimus Prime, but Hot Rod, all-time favorite Transformer. He was on bullshit too. He was on go. He was with everything.
Yeah, for sure. Out of all the movies, so we got Revenge of the Fallen, the original Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Age of Extinction, The Last Knight. Which one is your favorite?
The original Transformers movie, 1984.
Yeah, for sure.
That's okay. The original. Like, nothing beats that. Bumblebee was really good, though. Bumblebee got, that nigga who directed Bumblebee, he did it right.
Yeah, he paid it. He kept it G. All right.
He kept it right.
If they got a chance to do a new Transformers, which I think it would be 7 now. Mm-hmm. Would you love to play the character of Robert Epps? And that's Tyrese for people that didn't know on that.
Hell yeah, I'd do that. I would definitely do that. I want to be in a Transformers movie. They're actually like rebooting. Bumblebee was the beginning of like the reboot of the Transformers movie series and stuff. So they about to go crazy with all these new ones. I think they're really about to get into. They're going to redo it because I remember the last one they had like kind of like Unicron and all that stuff. The newer ones are going to get into it more. It's going to be better.
What are your three tattoos that you got?
I have a big Generation 1 Megatron at, like on my left, my right arm at the top. I have the Autobots insignia on my left forearm. And then I have a tattoo of a... Like Hot Rod's face on my arm too.
So you super Stan like me in the Simpsons. That's how I am with the Simpsons.
I love Transformers, bro.
Yeah, for sure. All right, transitioning into skateboarding. Man, I can go down the line with this. I'm gonna start with who got you into skateboarding, because I know that's your first love.
I got into skateboarding at school and church. It was kind of funny. There's a skater. He's a pro skater. He's pretty big. His name's Sierra Fellers. I went to church. He went to like my church, and I got into skateboarding. Like, I would always like see skate magazines and stuff. Like, literally the first time I ever picked up a skate magazine, when I opened it, the first page I turned to, it was a Shorties ad for Brandon Turner. So I was like, oh, I'm sold. Like, it's a nigga that looked like me in here. Like, I'm on that. And then I got, like, my first skateboard. I didn't know anything about the sizes. So, like, my first skateboard I had a green Shorties Chad Muska, the silhouette. It was, like, an 8.5. Bro, I was, like, 7. Like, I didn't know how to fucking – that shit was huge. So when I started skating with people, like, I went and skated with my friend Sierra, and he was like, dang, bro. He's like, your board's too big. He goes, I could tell, like, when you're flipping it, like, he was super good, like, when I started skating then. Like, so he was, I could tell, like, when you're doing, like, I was doing kick flips and 360 flips and shit on this huge-ass board that was not my size. He's like, I can tell, like, you putting all your might into that shit. And he was like, here. He gave me another board. He gave me, like, I forgot who he was riding for at the time. I think he gave me, like, one of the, like, skate shop boards, and it was, like, a 7.5. I had been so used to riding that heavy ass, like, wide board. When he gave me one that was like 7.5 and skinny, bruh, I was popping kick flips and 360 flips over shit so easy because it was my size. So that's how, like, I started skating and stuff, like, just being around people and watching them doing it. And skateboarders just always look like they look cool to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think the skateboarders' style and fashion and everything, just how they just carry themselves is so, you know, contagious and effective on what culture is now, especially streetwear and how you go about it. I have a list of these skaters, and you can tell me, pick 3 out of this list.
All right.
We got P. Rod. We got Costas. We got Kareem Campbell. We got Stevie Williams, Chad Muska, Ryan Sheckler, Tony Hawk, Terry Kennedy, Danny Way.
Costin, P. Rod, Stevie.
Why'd you pick those three?
Because they resonated with me more when I started skating. Like, from street style, like, style-wise, and just even, like, Stevie, he's a black kid. Like, he's a black dude. Like, how niggas looks. P-Rod and Costin were other minorities, and they still looked, you know what I'm saying? Like, they looked cool. They looked like my friends that I hung around skating when I first started skating, and then later in life, it's crazy, all of them became my friends. So, but them, like, because I it was more relatable to me. Like, I fucked with Tony Hawk, but, bro, I didn't skate vert, and I ain't look like Tony Hawk. And none of the people I knew when I started skateboarding, I didn't think vert. I wasn't looking at that shit. Like, every time them niggas would skate vert, and that shit would come on the X Games and all that stuff, bro, I'd turn that shit off. I ain't watch that.
Yeah, in Compton, we didn't get a skate park until after he donated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, niggas just – the Long Beach niggas was skating more than Compton niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I used to stay in Long Beach, bro. I used to live on 10th and Coronado on the east side. I used to – rest in peace, Black Mike. I used to skate with all the
niggas, R.I.P. Black Mike.
I used to skate with TK, little Meezy, Baby Meezy. I know all them Hammer City kids. I know, trust me. I used to go to Jordan Skate Park by the high school all day. I know all about Long Beach. Yeah, Scott Kane, Darrell Stanton. Yeah, like, I really skate, bro. Like, I know all them Long Beach kids. Kevin Romar, we can go on for days. Like,
yeah, nah, you as soon as you said Black Mike and mentioned a couple other names, I was like, okay, yeah, he's in there.
You know what I'm saying? RIP my man, John Barry, man. Barry Video Atmosphere. That's some real Long Beach shit. That shit was crazy. That was a good time in skateboarding.
What's the best Baker DVD?
3.
Easy call. did Ice Cream Skate Team DVD have any effect on you?
Yeah, it was different. And it was tight. And those were all the homies, too. And I was, like, skating with all of them at the time. And, like, I was getting, like, flowed. Like, they was giving me, like, Ice Creams, like, Nino and P and Kato and all, and I was getting all the Ice Cream shit. And I got hurt really bad around that time when they was filming for that video. So I couldn't, like, get no tricks off or do anything. But, yeah, those were all the homies. So, I like, Jacob, all them, that I fucked with that. It was different. That's, like, they combined, like, all the fucking rap shit with all the skate shit. Like, that's always been, like, my thing. It's, like, bro, I like rap. I'm finna be, like, an icy, like, skater and shit like that. Like, I like, there's like some skaters that's like, they're like super true to, like, oh man, we're like hash and, man, fuck all that, bro. I like diamonds and I rap shit. I'm on that. I like that. I'm into that. I'm into going to skateboarding. I'm into go skating and then, like, hey, the next day I gotta catch a flight to Paris because I gotta be at this fucking Louis Vuitton show. That shit's tight. Like, that is what Pharrell was pushing. Like,
So what was it like your first time or your first experience, like, skating in front of a crowd when you was a kid?
Like, contest shit?
Yeah, or what was like a great experience, like, when you was a kid and, like, you really, like, had people watching?
Going to, like, my first, like, Tampa Am contest.
What's that?
It's like the contest they do every year. It's been around for 30-something years. They, like, do, like, Phoenix Am and Tampa Am. It's like you go and skate, and, like, you win those contests, and then once you win in Tampa Am, they'll put you in Tampa Pro the next year. Like, you know, those are, like, big things. It's like almost like Street League and shit. It was, like, the first stuff of, like, all that. So, like, I used to
– How old were you?
My first Tampa Am I skated in, I probably was 16. It's like 16 or 17. And – fucking the shop I wrote for, like, they flew us all down, like, all flew us down to Tampa. I was skating for bands at the time too. Getting flowed by them. So, like, we went down to Tampa Am and skated the contest, and, like, that's where, outside of me being in LA skateboarding and, like, in Georgia, like, all the kids I knew there, I got to see and meet all the other skateboarders that, like, I would see videos of and hear about, like, all the other AMs from all over the world. Cause people would come from Brazil, all kind of shit. to skate in Tampa Am, you know, who was like all the sponsor kids and stuff. So it was always fun. It was, the contest was fun. Like the energy was great, but it was more so fun because it was just all the skaters from around the world linked up and we partied and just did wild shit all weekend.
When was the last time you lost a game of skate?
Shit, last weekend. Was it Saturday? I think it might have been Saturday.
Didn't you come out here to play somebody in skate?
I was filming for Jolly's video for Godspeed. That should come out next week on Christmas. I went back to try to get this trick that I had got hurt last time I was skating. But we was all at UCLA skating this ledge. So we warmed up, we played skate. So I had lost the game of skate that day.
Caught the L, huh?
Who's the best?
Skate all the time. I don't give a fuck about that.
All right, cool. Who's the best rapper skater?
Me.
Okay. I seen you was in somebody's comments clowning them like, man, like me. It's a weak ass kickflip.
You know? Yeah, this nigga suck, bro. Like Rich the Kid, like he grew up skating with us too. We used to call him Meatball. Like he really skated. So like I'll never like say he's faking. He's not faking or anything. He just, you know, he's shaky. He weak. His tricks, he ain't, you know, he's a super rapper. But he still skates, so I'll never say that about him. But them niggas all suck. They ain't better than me.
All right, transitioning into clothing. Who was your biggest influences?
Clothing wise, Nigo, of course, Pharrell, like them two, those two specifically, because they put that shit on a pedestal where it was like, man, like, I can do all this. Like, I can make music, I can skateboard, and then look like this. Oh, yeah, this is tight. I'm into that. Like, the Cleveland Eclipse, too, bro. Like, niggas is rapping about selling drugs and shit, but looking like they skated. That's tight. I'm into that.
Yeah, it was representation at that point.
I lived that life. So I was like, yeah, I'm fucking with that.
How did you get connected with Virgil? And then what do you think about the Louis skate shoe?
The Louis skate shoe is tight because Lucy and my boy, and it looks like some old actions. Like, it really looked like Mike Carroll's, like, or Rick Howard's DCs, like, from back in, like, 97.
DCs, that's what they look like, some DCs,
they're based off of Rick Howard's and Mike Carroll's DCs and their Lakais. And they're based off of actions, too. Like, I know what those shoes are based on.
It's so funny, bro, because when we was in middle school, or when I was in middle school and those DCs was out, I used to think those shoes was the goofiest shoes because they were so – because, you know, all the skate shoes had – like thick insole, like thick on the ankle part, because that's, you know, skaters need all that. But, you know, I wore basketball shoes and they're made like almost completely opposite. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? There's no thickness around there. This shoe is real thin and shit. So anytime I would see those DCs, I would be clowning niggas. But then when I started trying to skate, I was like, oh, I get why y'all wear them motherfuckers.
Yeah, for sure.
And now I have like, with anything else, you kind of grow appreciation for the shit that you didn't really understand when you was younger. And so, like, now I kind of have an appreciation for the DC, like, style design of like, the skate shoes and shit, you know?
Yeah, and they just look, like, bro, they look fire with, like, baggy, tech pants and, like, swishy pants. Like, bro, that shit hard. That shit's a fit. You know what I'm saying?
How did you develop your own fashion sense?
Just being a skater, bro, we always like dress different than everybody. So I used to, like, before it was even a thing to do this, like, I used to always like be the one, like, in school I would mix like my skate shit. Like, I'd wear like a shorties hoodie with like some iceberg jeans and then some DCs or something, or I'd wear like an Osiris t-shirt with some Avizus and some Air Maxes or Air Force Ones. I always like just mix that shit up because I was like, it's like the best in both worlds. So like, that's how I developed my sense of fashion. And then my mom and my aunts, they were like, they was on that shit. My mom was prodded up wearing Gucci, all that stuff. My mom and dad were Stussy, like all the old Adidas stuff. So like, you know, I had people to look up to around me and shit like that. So I was like, oh, okay. Like
internal influences. That's good.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So this is a 2-part question. Favorite piece of clothing you own, and what's your holy grail?
I don't have a holy grail because, like, literally just about everything that I've won, like literally every piece of clothing from every SB Dunk, anything that was tight, I have it. And I have like all the shit from like when it came out, most of it. Some shit I might go like rebuy again. But I'd say my favorite pieces of clothing is just like all my original just old skate tees, bro. Like all my old hookup shirts, shorties, like all that stuff. Cause that's like real, like that's real sentimental to me. So I say although those are my favorite pieces of clothing, like things that I have, like old skate shit.
How did you come up with Diva?
Well, Diamond Nick, Mega, fucking Anwar, all my peoples that's known me forever, they used to always tell me, they'd be like, bro, like, you a fly, like, little nigga that's skateboarding, like, you rap, people be dressing like you. They're like, why, you ever thought about making clothes? Because, you know, they used to just, Diamond Nick and all them, and, like, Huff, R.I.P. Huff, man, that was my dog, like, all them used to just give me clothes, give me Anwar clothes and stuff, like, this back in my space and stuff, because we looked cool in clothes, and I happened, it was a plus because I skateboarded, so they used to always be like, bro, you should make your own clothing line. And I'm like, man, I ain't trying to do that shit. That ain't really what I want to do right now. I'm going to just bust everybody else shit. And then if somebody want me to design something or like come up with something, like I'll do that. But I don't want my own brand. Like my head just wasn't there mentally. And then right in December last year, I was chilling and I'm like, I was looking, I'm like, bro, everybody's fucking clothes and shit people been making, bro, this shit whack. People not really making nothing that's tight or like even like it's every brand that I would see on Instagram or something come out, it is a copy of a copy of a copy. So it was like, bro, this shit ain't tight. Like, I'm not fucking with this. So I was like, I'm gonna make some shit. And my mom would always tell me, like, she'd be like, you're the biggest diva there is. And I thought about it. Rappers are the biggest divas, bro. Diva ain't just like some female shit. It's like just the way people act and do stuff. You're a diva. Jason's a diva. Anybody's a diva in their own right because they know what they want and they're trying to do. So, like, that's how I came up with that. And I was thinking, I'm like, damn, what should I, like, I want to think of something, like, one word that's going to stick. And I just thought about two companies that are based off of female things. Diamond Supply was based off of Sade's Diamond Life and Girl Skateboards. Girl. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Diva. One word, it's feminine. There you go.
So I like that answer. So we know that you're in the clothing now and kind of how you made that transition. How did you make the transition from skating to rapping?
I got that started as a bet. Fucking Don Cannon, they had a skate shop here. That him and Stevie Williams owned a skate shop here in Atlanta called Skate Teak. You know, it was in the future with it. And I was chilling. One day, Cannon was there. He's like, I'm going to the studio. It was like me and my friend Curtis. We had a rap group called 2-9. Like, we had really just started it and stuff. And at this time, Cannon was working on Cool Kids, like, Gone Fishing and all that shit. And I was like, what? That's so sick. Like, he was like, can we go to the studio? He was like, yeah, y'all can come. So he took us to the studio with him. And I met Chuck and Mike, you know, there, Chuck English and Mike at the studio. And I watched Cannon, like, make those beats. And he played, like, Jeezy stuff and, like, just all this shit. And I was like, damn. And I was like, oh, this is what this is? I was like, man, I can rap. This shit ain't nothing. And he was like, what? I'm like, I can. I'll make a mixtape. I said, I'll make a mixtape in 2 days. He's like, bro, I bet you $200 you can't make a mixtape in 2 days. I said, okay, cool. And I went and made a mixtape. And he was like, this shit is like actually tight. And I was like, well, they go to mixtape, give me my money. Like, I just did it as a joke or whatever. And then like a week later, I started getting all these like messages from people like on Twitter and just all this wild shit. My mixtape had just, it got online. But it had Cannon and Drama screaming all over it. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? How did this, like, he was like, we put it out because that shit was tight. And then that's how I started rapping. People liked it. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm a rap. Never stopped skateboarding, never stopped doing anything that I did. I just did that too.
And so how did you end up linking up with so many people in Los Angeles because you're from Atlanta?
Skateboarding, being a skater and popping around on Fairfax and shit. Because like I said, the companies, some of the companies I skated for, like Diamond and stuff, was on Fairfax. And I was, I'm one of like the younger, like.
But how did you meet up with Nick and everybody over there?
Like I met up with Anwar and all them niggas because, you know, like, we had MySpace and stuff like that. Like niggas knew who I was and stuff. So when I come to LA, like we just all met up on Fairfax and just that's how that shit went. We all kicked it. And like Supreme, like I was one of like the kids like that was like fucking with Supreme, like back the New York store, like the real Supreme shit, like OG, like. So when they opened the one in LA and stuff, you know, I was out there, I was kicking it. And that's how I really met everybody. I met Dom through my homegirl, Heather, because she was really into music. She's like, oh, this is this kid named Dom Kennedy. And I was like, damn, this nigga tight. And he be rapping about like shit, like clothes, like Jordans and all this shit. And he look cool. So I like met up with that nigga on Fairfax and shit like that. It's very funny. I literally met all those people over there because skateboarding segued my life into like music and meeting all these different people.
My last question for you is, what is your favorite childhood memory?
Waking up, summertime, it's fucking 95 degrees outside, like 11 o'clock in the morning, playing GoldenEye. Wake up, play GoldenEye on 64 for a bit. Call all the homies, go skate, then go on. I had a trampoline, so I used to get on the trampoline. I had a pool in the backyard and shit. So we like fucking, I was really into wrestling and stuff. So we like fuck each other up on a trampoline and like go swimming all day and then go skate all night. Like those were my favorite times, bro. Like,
damn, I have like a very similar memory. I think I forgot which year the Rock and Stone Cold fought in WrestleMania, I think it was.
And Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels jumped in that bitch. Yeah, I already know.
Shawn HBK, one of the GOATs.
Shawn Michaels is my favorite wrestler.
See, that's where we become friends, right there.
HBK, bro, if anybody ever want to even know this, like, I be wearing that fucking. I got like a invisible set diamond cross, like hanging diamond earring, bro. I wear that shit because Shawn Michaels. When I got that, I thought of Shawn Michaels when I got it.
Bro,
and it's like Lord
sweet,
and behold,
sweet
everybody
Chan
in the
music. Man, I mean, what? You can go down the line with that.
You know how many niggas I kicked in the face on my trampoline with Sweet Chan music, bro?
Bro, we had the jumper. We had the jumper in the back for the WrestleMania, and niggas did the I did the pedigree on one of the homies, and we thought he was really hurt for a second.
Bro, we used to jump off the house and shit, like do crazy stuff, bro.
Wait, so we got one last question that we ask normally. What advice would you give 18-year-old Reese?
Keep being yourself, because that's what's going to take you the furthest. And fuck what any of these niggas got to say. Like, do you, bro. That's the main thing. Do you. Like, people used to make fun of me, like, for skating and dressing the way I dressed and stuff like that. And then, shit, look at it. It's the biggest stuff in the world now, bro. Like, all them kids, everybody that was like, oh, you weird. Like, I didn't even act weird. It was just like, bro, I went into the shit that y'all was into. So it was like, now everything that I thought was cool is really cool. And it me just being myself took me further than trying to fake be some shit that I'm not, you know? It's got persistence, it. Man. Persistence, be yourself. Just be true to yourself, bro. And everybody has their time. Mm-hmm. You do some shit, that shit it's gonna work for you.
That's some valuable advice, man. Hopefully our listeners can take, and you know, I'm sure that they can relate to. Well, thank you, Reese, man, for joining us for this pod. You know what I mean?
Sorry, no, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all asked me the one and the two, them questions was crazy.
Yeah, good looking, bro, man. We appreciate you, and you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely gonna cop some of that diva from you and
oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got y'all, bro. Like I got like some big stuff in store. Like I did last year. I did my pop-up, my first pop-up December 5th and 6th here in Atlanta. I ended the year brand's not even a year old, and I ended my year, I dropped a Spitfire and Real Skateboards collab. Those are two of the most OG biggest skate companies there is. Huff Road for real, you know what I'm saying? And I did a collab with them at Spitfire, so we got some shit, top of the year. I'm about to shock people again.
You got some more collabs coming?
Yeah, I'm about to fuck people up with this one at the top of the year.
Sure.
That's the one.